The following excerpt is from the StoryCorps Montana Virtual Tour and was recorded in June of 2020. In this excerpt, we have Hannah Vinge in Hot Springs speaking with her daughter Sarah McMillan in Missoula about conservation of both our forests and humanity.
We've had a very exciting, adventurous life together, Sarah, and your work has somewhat been inspired by that, but you have a long ancestral history of law because of grandpa and then your dad's outdoor, the nature loving in Montana, your connection with preserving that soul.
It's our home.
I beautiful mean,
in
and vital.
The largest sense, the earth is home. And if we don't protect the biodiversity here, if we don't protect the water and the air, if we don't protect the wild places, then we don't have a home. And at the same time, here we are in the midst of this incredible racial unrest because of racial injustice. And it makes me think about, okay, so I'm working to protect wilderness and Canada lynx and grizzly bears, but people are being killed in their homes by police officers. Black people are being killed in their homes. And I'm just so aware of my privilege. And I it's just been so shocking. And it's not shocking because I know it's been happening for hundreds of years. So I don't, enraging, I guess. I'm feeling it more viscerally because I know how safe I am. And that's so wrong and unfair. So I don't know why I went there, I guess, but just thinking about what is in my work, and then it makes me question, like, God, so really, am I going to be working on protecting grizzly bears when people are being killed in the streets by supposedly our public servant police officers? This is crazy.
Well, it's all a package of human injustice, economic injustice, and natural world injustice. It's all together. And that does seem like there's a cry from all of us, the whole world, to change how we relate to each other, to nature, to all of life and the planet and the cosmos.
That was Sarah McMillan and Hannah Vinge, recorded as part of the StoryCorps Montana Virtual Tour. Many of the recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org.